Good morning, Boker Tov. Welcome back to Sefer Tanya, 10 minutes of meaning with tremendous gratitude to our generous sponsors, Marilyn and Michael Fedak. We're grateful to them for all that they do. A Chodesh Tov, even as we enter the month of Menachem Av. We still said Hallel this morning. You say Hallel even on the month of Menachem Av, because our Av, our fathers Menachem us, even as we go through this time. So a Chodesh Tov, a Gittin Chodesh. We are on Tanya, Perek Yud Beis, chapter 12, been learning all about the Beinoni. The Beinoni on the outside looks just like the Tzaddik. Tzaddik v'tal, tovlo, Tzaddik v'ralo. Externally, the Beinoni is doing everything right. It's the internal world that there is a battle. The Alter Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, told us that sometimes even the Beinoni in his inner world is not battling. When the Beinoni is saying Kriya Shema, the Beinoni is saying Shemon Esra, and the Beinoni is saying Shema, the brachos before and after, Shema Doraisa, even the brachas that are Dirabanan, it arouses Mochin de Gadlus. In that moment, the Beinoni is not even in a battle. The Beinoni has clarity and the breath of vision and complete sovereignty over himself. He's awake, he's aroused, he's alive, and there's no other world. There is no ego. All there is Elokus. Not only in the external world, even on the inside, the Beinoni is getting it right. But alas, says the Alter Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, the Beinoni comes down, the Beinoni comes back. The Beinoni closes the sitter, finishes davening, and what happens? Achar Tfila, Istaklus HaMochem DeGadlus Ein Sof Baruch Hu, closes the sitter, davening ends, goes back to the world and life and business and the street and temptation and the next meal and the next shluf and the next nap. The Beinoni is back in the world, in the inner world where there is conflict, the inner world where there is tension, the inner world where he's trying to have the godly soul triumph and supersede over the animal soul. Which brings us to where we left off. Only since this evil in the left side of the heart is not the only ruling, prevailing power over the small city. However, even though when you close the sitter, you go back to life, back to the world, there's this battle. The Beinoni wants to indulge the ego. He never gives in. In the outer world, he's like the tzaddik. In the outer world, the Beinoni is perfect. In the outer world, the Beinoni never does wrong. Why? Because in the outer world, ultimately, it is the godly soul that's ruling. And therefore, in the three levush, in the three garments of the soul, which are dibur maisa machshava, dibur machshava maisa, speech, thought, and action, he always makes the right choices. He's perfect, even in the world of thought. Now, it's interesting. The Beinoni can hold back. The Beinoni never indulges ego, even in the world of thought, is what the Alter Rebbe just said. But if the Beinoni has the urge for ego sometimes, doesn't that enter the thought? One of the most fascinating things in Tanya that really struck me as we've been learning it is that the Alter Rebbe consistently puts thought in the realm of Levush, the outer world. Till I opened the Tanya, I thought that thoughts were part of our inner world. Actions and speech, that's what the world sees, that's what the world experiences, that's what the world knows. That makes sense to me, that's part of the outer world, that's part of the outer world. But machshava, my thoughts, where my thoughts go, I would have thought that that's my inner world. And yet the Alter Rebbe says thought is part of the outer world. So how can the Tanya claim that Beinoni is successful with holding even ego in the thoughts? So says the Tanya, he differentiates the two types of thoughts. There are surface superficial thoughts, and there are deep, substantial, meaningful thoughts. L'hamig machshava so b'tanugei olam hazeh eich l'malos taivas libo. From allowing his thoughts to dwell on the pleasure of the world, how to satisfy his heart's desire. In other words, the Beinoni cannot stop the urge for ego. The Beinoni can't stop the urge to gratify, to satisfy himself from entering his mind. What he can do is, he can stop those thoughts from dwelling there. He can stop those thoughts from taking up residence there. He can push those thoughts away. In other words, sometimes we have thoughts because something strikes us, temptation, a desire, fantasy. But then people dwell on those thoughts. They allow the thoughts to enter, to penetrate, to take up residence, to move in. The Beinoni, because he's a Beinoni and there still does exist ego inside, the Beinoni sometimes has thoughts that pop up. But what makes the Beinoni exceptional, halavai Beinoni, is that when those thoughts pop up, pushes them away, doesn't dwell on them, doesn't rest on them, doesn't stay with them. I've given the mashal I once read in a sefer years ago, I've said it many times, about the chassid, who's so bothered, he has so many thoughts, thoughts of worry and anxiousness, thoughts of desire, temptation, thoughts of hopelessness and depression, and he goes to his Rebbe's house late at night in order to resolve them. He has so many of these thoughts, they're plaguing him. He's bothered by them. So he goes to his Rebbe's house, comes to the front door and he knocks. There's no answer. So he knocks louder and there's no answer. So he goes around the side, he looks through the window, he sees the Rebbe sitting at the table, sefer's open, learning. Oh, my Rebbe's still awake. I can get him. He goes in and he knocks on the window to get his Rebbe's attention. Nothing. Gornished. The Rebbe doesn't answer. Goes home, sad. Next morning he goes to davening. After davening, he approaches his Rebbe in order to tell him, I came last night, I had so many questions. The Rebbe says, I know. So what do you mean, you know? Why didn't you answer? Why didn't the Rebbe answer? He says, because I know the question. I already answered your question. So what do you mean? We didn't have a conversation. You didn't let me in. What do you mean you know my question? You answered it. He said, the same way that you came to my house and you knocked on the door, but I had the choice whether to let you in or not. All these thoughts, they come knocking. You can't control what thoughts knock. You're walking down the street, you see someone or something, it makes you think. You can't control what knocks. Comes into your mind, you're worried, Parnassa, is there Hashem? Will he take care of me? You can't control the thoughts that knock, but you're in control of whether you open the door and let them in. Whether we let the thoughts in, that's up to us. Kosh Baruch Hu, Hashem doesn't hold us accountable for the thoughts knocking. That he doesn't hold us accountable. What he holds us accountable is, do we let the thoughts in? And that's how Reb Chaim Miller at least explained the Alter Rebbe here. The Beinoni is a Beinoni, he's not a tzaddik. And therefore the thoughts knock. How can the Alter Rebbe say that even in the world of Machshava, the Beinoni prevails? Because he doesn't let them in. They knock, but the Beinoni doesn't let them in. The self-mastery of the Beinoni is difficult to fully understand. If he harbors the desire for self-gratification in his soul, surely at some point his desire will eventually overcome it. How can we be assured that on every occasion he'll never let them in? So Reb Chaim Miller, I'm reading. To answer the Tanya cites a fundamental teaching of the Zohar. Ki ha-moach, listen to this carefully. This is so important. Ha-moach shalit al-alev. Chassid. The moach shalit al-alev. Inherently, in our natural capacity, we are programmed and we are designed that our head, our brain, rules over our heart. This is how man was formed. This is how we were created. This is what we are all about. Kosh Baruch Hu designed us and created us. Our head rules over our heart. Our heart is where the thoughts knock. Our heart desires. Our heart longs. Our heart fantasizes. Our heart is tempted. Our heart yearns. But the head, we all have a cup, a Yiddish cup. The head comes along, and if we're able to prioritize, if we're able to put into focus, if we're able to pause between the desire and the action, there's a pause, and that's where the head comes in. We think that the moment I have a desire, I want to say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing, look at the wrong thing, go to the wrong place. We think the moment I have a desire, I have no choice. I'm drawn, I rush, I go, I have no choice. If we could only press pause between the impulse and the action, then the brain can kick in. Brain can say, that's stupid. That's foolish. You're going to sabotage yourself. Don't do it. A moment of fleeting pleasure that really has no lasting consequence, what are you going to give up in the process? Once you can activate the brain in that pause, in the pause between the impulse and the action, you activate the brain. And when we activate the brain, ha-moach shalit al-alev. And that's why even this Beinoni we know can. This means that any person with the willpower, the pause, the brain, can restrain himself and take control. You don't have to give in. Don't say, it's just the way I'm programmed. I'm a Baal Taiva, what can I do? I'm a Baal Taiva. Hashem gave me a huge appetite for food, for lust, for Lashon Hara. What can I do? What can I do? Hashem gave me this huge appetite. I'm a Baal Taiva. Chas v'shalom. Hashem gave you a heart. Maybe he gave you a taiva, but he also gave you a cup. He gave you a head. He gave you a brain. The brain is the biggest muscle in the body. If we could learn to flex the muscle, if we could learn to work out that muscle, if we could learn to control that muscle, then the brain rules over the heart. It's attributed to the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe is quoted in the Zohar. It's really from the Zohar. Hamoach shalei al alev. You don't need a special talent. You don't have to be a tzaddik. You don't have to be a special person to learn to be in control of our thoughts, speech, and action. All we have to learn is how to engage the brain. Engage the brain, the biggest muscle. Hamoach shalei al alev. So this Beinoni, halavai, halavai, because the Beinoni, remember, on the outside does everything right. So halavai Beinoni, halavai Beinoni. But this is what we aspire to be, at least on the out, getting it all right. And even though internally there's a struggle, let the thoughts knock. But let our brain rule over our heart. So even though we knock, even though they may come knock, we never let them in. Have a good day. It should be filled with besoros tovos, yeshuos, v'nachamos.